Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Paranormal Horizons, only on 106.5 KITC FM and Blog Talk Radio. Join your hosts, Jason Ophir and Pat Rice, as we delve into the world of the paranormal. The world of ghosts, UFOs, demons, and even Bigfoot.
Everyone, welcome to the world of the paranormal, Paranormal Horizons. I'm Pat Rice with my co-host,
Jason Ophir.
Jason, how are you?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
Well, good. I think we've got another great program lined up this evening, Jason. Very wonderful to have back on the show Kelly Jo Monahan. Now, for those of you that are tuning in, and by the way, we've already got a couple, more than a couple callers in the queue that want to talk to Kelly. Kelly Jo is a very, very talented psychic and clairvoyant, and we had her on the show before where she did live readings, and it was just really popular show, so we're thrilled to have her on again here on Paranormal Horizons.
Yes, very exciting, and I think both of us, we got a reading from her, and the amount of detail and stuff she knew about me was astonishing. You know, sometimes when you get these psychic readings, there are a lot of generalizations, you know, which, you know, things that could apply.
Right.
Excuse me.
Kind of apply to anyone. Yeah, so I know what you mean, Jason. Jason
Sorry,
got a frog in his throat. Look, you take care of that, and I'll keep talking. But I just want to remind everyone, again, you're listening to Paranormal Horizons on Blog Talk Radio and also KITCFM.com. Now, we do have a call-in number that we'll put out later here in a little bit. If you want to talk to Kelly Jo this evening, and it'll just be like, kind of a quick one or two questions with Kelly this evening here on Paranormal Horizons. Jason, did you get your voice back?
Yeah, something just got into my throat that was really weird.
Yeah, well, it could be smoke. You know, we're having fires here. I don't mean some other kind of smoke, but we're having a lot of fires in this area, and I know a lot of people I've been talking with on the phone today have been coughing and just lots of weird things in the air. So, Jason, let's go ahead, and we've got lots to talk about this evening, but what's going on in your world? And any interesting tidbits or news stories that you've come up with about the paranormal?
Well, I did find one. Hopefully I can talk. Here's a news story. Hopefully, I still feel something in my throat, so hopefully I don't lose it here. But there was
you
a report that
good.
Came in. There was a report that came in from McNeil, Arizona. Two fighter jets were seen escorting an enormous boomerang-shaped craft. The witness was outside at night feeding his horses when he heard the sounds of jets. When he looked up, he saw two jets escorting what appeared to be a large boomerang-shaped object. Now, it was at night, so it was a bunch of lights that were in the shape of a boomerang. Now, he estimated the size of this craft to be five times the size of a jumbo jet, so very large. So as the objects passed over him, they went out of view. Several minutes later, the jets were seen coming back past him, and the object wasn't around. and they were hightailing it out of there with their afterburners on. So what was interesting also is when they were initially spotted going over his house in a southeast direction, it just happened to be towards Area 51. So there you go.
Oh, no. Wow. Well, you know, but that's a huge, if you're saying that it was the size of a jumbo aircraft, I mean, that's a really big.
Five times the size.
Oh, five times the size. I'm sorry. I missed that point.
Yeah. So I don't think there's anything currently in the arsenal that's
that big.
Yeah, that's
gigantic.
But you never know with secret government projects. So keep your eyes to the skies.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and Jason, kind of speaking about the aliens and, keeping your eyes to the skies, next week I just wanted to mention real quick, on the 23rd, we're going to have Misha Johnson, and she's got some alien stories, and she talks a lot about star children, which I want to know more about. So just thought I'd throw that out there, kind of on the alien subject matter. Now, Jason, do you have the chat room open this evening in case anyone wants to go in and chat?
I'm going to open it right now.
Okay. And, last week we had a great show with Dawn Short. She's hails from Arizona. We did have some techie problems, but another interesting thing is we got trolled. And Jason, was your description. We got trolled. We suddenly got bombarded with all these callers that we thought were legitimate. And then when we got them on the line, they were like saying, naughty things. And so this evening, I think I pretty much know the numbers already that have called in. Kelly Jo, it looks like you're on the line. I'll get you on here in a moment. But if you do want to call in for a reading, the number is 215-383-3999, 215-383-3999. And this is live right now. If you're listening to the show on Saturday night on KITC-FM, that will not be a live number. Because we do, that show is rebroadcast. So I just wanted to mention that so someone didn't get really disappointed by, hey, I want to call the number and talk to Kelly Jo, but then they couldn't. So, yeah.
That was an interesting experience. It was a dozen people connecting to the show at precisely the exact time. We should have seen it coming, but I had never actually seen that before where you had this bulk amount of people all connecting. So, oh, well.
Right. I know. That was really weird, Jason, where all of a sudden they just hit us and we thought, wow, we're getting a lot of callers. So, yeah, well, let's go ahead and get Kelly Jo on the line. All right. Hold on, everybody.
Hello, I'm here.
Hey, Kelly, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing good. I'm glad my voice came back. That was really bizarre.
Really? I was worried for a minute. It's like, uh-oh, he has frogs in his throat.
Yeah, that's never happened before.
No frogs.
Yeah. It kind of goes down the wrong tube or something. But, hey, Kelly, I just wanted to give a little bit of background for those listeners that, don't know about you. But, Kelly Jo Monahan, clairvoyant, psychic. And I know this is kind of a gift that came to you at a very young age. And you've told Jason and I the story before, but just kind of give a summary of who you are and how this gift came to you so the new listeners know about it.
Yes, I was born this way, and I've always seen and heard and felt. I always had dead people at the end of my bed. I've worked on murder cases. I've dug oil wells. As a little kid, I used to say, so-and-so came and visited me, and they have passed on, like Mrs. Our neighbor passed on, Mrs. Laura, and she came and visited me in my bedroom. And I said, Mommy, Mrs. Laura came and visited me. And she says, well, Miss, I hate to tell you this, but Mrs. Laura passed away. But they're just as real as you and me. And I love doing this work. I do readings professionally and been doing that since I was 16, worked on murder cases. I don't even have to go where it happens. I can just remote view and help anywhere in the country or anywhere in the world. So And it's,
awesome.
I just love doing this work.
Well, like I told you and I've mentioned on the show, I've talked to dozens of psychics, and you by far are one that has hit it on the head, and more so than I believe anybody else that I've talked to.
Well, thank you.
For example, I mean, you told me specifically what part of my body was injured, you know, and I was kind of blown away because that's not information that put out there, among other things, when you gave me my reading in private. So it's astonishing. We love having you on the show. And when we had the last show, you had talked to several people and hit the nail on the head. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen here tonight.
Yeah, and I
have
it
back.
Well, and I know a couple. It is, Kelly and I, Joe, and I know that a couple of the callers that called in last time you were on the show, which I think was about a month ago, I think they also called you for private readings. So I feel really, you know, I guess happy that we're making connections like that, because that's one of the purposes and our missions with Paranormal Horizons is to kind of connect people and help people. So yeah, right on. Well, we do have a caller in the queue that's been in there for a while.
Okay.
So Kelly, are you ready to
get that person on and
see who it is? Hello, welcome to Paranormal Horizons.
Hello, how are you guys?
Good.
Hi, who's this?
Good. This is LaVon.
Hi, LaVon. Where are you
calling from?
Where are you calling from, LaVon?
Oh, I'm calling from North Carolina.
Oh, cool.
Right on. So, well, LaVon, do you have some questions for Kelly this evening?
Actually, I have two. If you can't answer those two because of time, that's fine. If anything else pops up in between, please just feel free to just let it flow. But I've been visited by a pink orb and actually took a picture with my phone and seen an image of it appeared to be a woman with blonde
hair. It's your angel. It's your guardian angel.
And I don't know if it's a male or a female, but it has a rose-colored orb about it.
It's a female.
Is there any message connected with that?
This is your guardian angel, and they've never been human, and she's always been with you. You used to see her when you were a little tiny girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she's your main guide.
Okay.
And the only message that she's giving is you're loved and trust yourself.
Okay.
You're always second-guessing yourself. She says, quit that.
Okay.
What's your other question?
About my love life. I have been single for about 8 years, and I'm in no rush yet.
You're going to be with a blonde man.
Uh-huh.
You're going to meet him in one of your outings. You might even meet him in Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll have a name like Bruce. He's going to be a tall drink of water. He's 6'4", square jawline, clean shaven, hazel eyes. He has been in the military. He has tats.
Uh-huh.
But he's not all tatted up, but he has, like, two tattoos. He has, like, a tribal band on his arm and a tat on the wings of his looks like wings. He's probably in the Air Force on his back.
Okay.
And you're going to meet him in spring of this year, this next year.
Okay.
So that would be 2015.
So, Kelly, are you picking up good vibes about any transitions that could be taking place right now spiritually?
Are you changing your job?
I have not thought about changing my job, but I just had a dream Saturday night.
You're going to get an offer.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to make a little bit more money.
Okay. Is it going to be at the same place or a different place?
Different.
Okay. Would it be a good idea to take it?
More money, assholes and ebbos.
Okay.
I think it sounds like a good idea, LaVon.
Yeah. Okay.
No, but you got to be happy, though.
And as far as the west sky, I dreamt of, and it was only the second time in my life, which I've got a strong dream relationship with the spiritual realm, but I dreamt about the west sky and stars Saturday night and a streak of lightning, which was the first time I've ever dreamt about lightning in a
dream. Well, lightning means things are going to happen quick.
Okay. Does the west have anything, any symbology?
You're
going to
move west. You're going to live in the West.
Okay.
When you get married, you're going to live in the West. It's probably Northwest, like Oregon, Washington. You're going to be in the pitchy Mountains, so that's probably, I'm seeing like Mount Hood, so that's Oregon.
Hey, our neck of the woods.
There you go.
Okay.
Good, you already have friends here.
Yes. Make sure I look you guys up. Thank you so very much. Is there anything else, Kelly Jess?
Nope, that's quite a bit, and I can be reached for private readings, too.
Well, thank you. I really enjoy listening to you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in this evening to Paranormal Horizons. And to reach Kelly, just Kelly Jo is the best way to reach you on your Facebook page and just send you a private message.
Or call me, 561-333-5367.
Okay. All right. There you have it here
well,
on.
Thank you.
That's
yeah.
One of the things, like I was saying before, what I love about Kelly Jo is it's not like you're just going to meet this man. I mean, she's laying out exactly what the guy looks like. You know, it's astonishing. And I would love for some of the down the road for some of the people that have listened and called in to call in and let us know if some of these, you know, some of this information is correct.
Yes, please, because I love hearing when that happens.
Yeah. Now, Kelly Jo, you, when we were just talking with the caller and she mentioned that she had the dream with lightning and you said, oh, you know, lightning means that something's going to happen pretty quickly. So it sounds like there's a lot of symbolism, too, with dreams that kind of tie in maybe to psychic stuff. Is that?
Totally. Absolutely.
Okay.
But what I tell people, when you have a dream, throw the dream book away because it's what it means to you. Because some people black means evil. Other people black means the void or a snake. Some people can be scared to death of a snake, and other people, snake means death, rebirth, and new beginnings.
Right.
I always have these dreams with, like, a mass outbreak of tornadoes and trying to get away from volcanoes. So that I would have, in order to figure out what that means, I would have to figure out what it means to me, those things. Like,
right. Like, tornadoes is always change, and tornadoes get rid of negativity and it sucks things up, so you're getting things that you don't need taken out of your life. Volcanoes is eruptions. So what is erupting in your life and what's boiling over? What is it that you aren't watching that's boiling over into your life?
Right on. Right, yeah. Hey, everybody, we've got another caller in the queue here on Paranormal Horizons, blogtalkradio.com, KITCFM.com, with myself, Pat Rice, Jason
O'Fear.
Now,
you're having problems.
I know. It's just a long day, you know. And Kelly Jo Monahan, our very special guest this evening. Let's go ahead and get our second caller online. Ready, Kelly? Good evening. Welcome to Paranormal Horizons. Who's this?
This is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. Welcome to the
Hi,
show.
Sherry.
Hi.
Do you have a question for Kelly Jo?
I do. Hi, Kelly. It's nice to hear you.
Hi.
I lost my brother a couple of years ago due to a drowning, and I wondered if, we are all wondering, if there was foul play with that.
No, it was an accident.
It was.
He killed himself by accident. He's going, oh, shit. I'm looking at me, oh, shit.
Really? Well, that sounds like him. That sounds
wow.
like it. Yeah.
Well, Sherry, we're sorry for your loss. First
I'm
of
sorry.
All, right? Yeah, on behalf of Paranormal Horizon. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it was quite a shock. We weren't prepared for it, but.
But
well,
he
it's good to know
came
that
to you in a dream.
Pardon me?
You have dreamed him.
I have, yes.
And he says he's came visit you, let you know that he's okay.
Oh, good. Good.
You know,
well,
yeah,
excellent.
Because I almost thought it was my fault because he wanted to come stay with me, and I told him no, and then a couple months later he was gone. So I blamed myself for quite
no,
a long time.
No, it's not your fault at all. Don't blame yourself.
Okay.
And he's talking about a picture that's in your bedroom. What is it, right-hand corner?
It's in the right-hand drawer of my computer drawer.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, that's
I have it.
That he's here.
I have it.
Sherry,
I guess I better take it out
of
the drawer.
Exactly. Yeah, he really wants you to take it out of the drawer. He's like, really, really, really?
Yeah, you're putting me in a drawer?
Really?
Yeah, because it's so hard to see him, you know?
He says,
but,
don't be sad. I lived a great life. Celebrate my life. Don't mourn.
Yeah, I'll take it out, definitely. Thank you. Thank you, Kelly, so much.
You're welcome.
You've totally
Sherry,
made my evening.
Thank you for calling into
thank
Paranormal
you.
Horizons this evening. All right.
All right. Well, good.
All right. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank
I didn't
you.
Catch where she was from, but wonderful
no.
to have these callers. And we've got another caller into the queue, and I hate to keep people holding. So, Kelly, you ready
on.
For another call? Let's go
just
ahead and get another caller on the line. All right.
Hello.
Let me hit the button again. It was thinking, welcome to Paranormal Horizons. Who's
hello?
This?
Hello.
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 You're
are
live
you
on the show.
Oh, is it me, Bree?
Yeah. Hi, Bree. Can you hear
hi.
Us? We can hear
can
you.
Hear me? I can now. Yes. Hi.
Okay. Well, welcome
I had you on
to
speaker.
Paranormal Horizons. Where are you calling from?
Grass Valley.
That's
that
Grass
at?
Valley, California, right?
Yeah.
Well, right on. Well, thank you for listening to our show. And do you have a question or something you'd like to talk with Kelly Jo about this evening?
I have a weird question, I feel like.
Well, good. We love weird questions.
We like weird.
I think she might be the right person to ask it. Whenever someone around me gets hurt, I feel it surge through my body.
You are an empath.
Okay.
And you take on their pain. You can keep it outside of your body. But you've been empathic since you were a kid.
Yeah, I know.
And so when something happens, you feel it.
Yes.
So ask your guides to help you keep it outside of your body. You don't have to take it inside yourself. Because you can hurt yourself doing that.
Yeah.
It can drain
now,
you.
Bree, has that happened to you with the empath experience that Kelly Jo is talking about? Have you experienced, like, pain from taking on other
yes.
people's stuff?
Since I was
so
a little
speak?
Kid. I remember a specific instance that it started. And it was like my dad had a pin go through his wrist. And
ooh.
I wasn't in the same room. I heard him just
but
say,
you were
ow.
Standing
and then
around screaming and flapping your wrist.
It wasn't directly in my wrist. I just felt it surge through my whole body.
I know, but you were flapping around.
Probably.
I hear you screaming and hollering
through the house. Well, you know, this is really interesting, everybody out there. And Bree, thank you for calling in and bringing this up because so – I always thought, Kelly Jo and Bree, that an empath, you just sort of felt maybe feelings, but now I'm learning you can actually feel someone's physical pain.
Oh, yeah, and I feel feelings, but I have to learn how to let them go.
When you take your, what an exercise that you can do to help you, say your white light bubble prayer and see yourself in a luminous egg. And it's a protective white bubble that moves with you. You're inside that egg and you can move freely. And it's like Teflon. Anything that tries to stick to it's going to slide off.
Gotcha.
And when you take your bath at nighttime, wash off any negativity that you picked up through the day, put it in a ball, but then you send it up to the light, and to the light of the white light of universe or God, whatever you believe in. Don't ever leave it hanging out there because somebody else will run into it, and that's not nice.
Now, Kelly Jo, let me ask you another question about the empaths, because it's kind of fascinating to me. So do empaths also have to be careful about, you know, just kind of walking around in their normal everyday life? Are they just like
they're
maybe
like
getting
sponges.
Bombarded like a magnet?
Yeah. You
okay.
have to say your prayer protection. You have to cleanse yourself. You know, another thing that you can do before you enter your house, too, is stomp your feet to do like a physical ritual. Say, I leave any negativity outside. I do not bring negativity in my house.
Mm-hmm.
And then you send it up to the light and to the light. Again, you don't want to slime anybody. That's not
I know. I try to slime someone else in my own home.
I want to be the opposite of an empath. I want to be like a no-path. I want to be numb to the world.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
It's funny how it happens. So can I ask one more question quickly?
Yes.
I won't keep you. I'm planning a wedding this June. Is there any, or June 2015, is there anything I should watch out for in my planning?
You're going to have some sniglets, but it's going to be fun sniglets.
Okay.
And you remember it forever.
Awesome. Great.
Nothing bad. You know, it's just a funny thing, like you might drop the ring and have everybody looking for the ring or, you know, just something funny like that, you know.
That sounds
And
right.
don't get upset if it rains on your wedding day. It's
oh, I
a
hope
blessing.
It does.
It's a blessing.
But just a little one because it's going to be outdoors. It has to be
I
really
know.
Okay.
I said don't get upset when it rains.
All right. Well, it's on
well,
the solstice,
definitely,
so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, Bree, some things to look out for in your wedding, and it sounds like with the empath information, too. Now, Bree, I'm just curious, have you felt kind of when you go out into your everyday world that sometimes maybe, you know, you're getting negative energy sort of, you know, collecting on you because of the empath abilities? Is that,
oh, I think
do you
I
mind
take
sharing
really
that
personal.
With us?
Like, I take things, I need to learn how to not take it so personal, too. Because
right.
I think a lot of it's not directed to me,
no.
but I feel their bad energy, and I don't know how to let it go, and so I just
need to shake it off.
So yeah,
because
I have.
You're
to,
a little spongy.
I am, and it's definitely. I go in and waves of being able to let it go and hold
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you have
to
find your own way of doing it because sometimes you're in a bad mood and then your mood.
Yeah, and then it ruins my day for other people too. You know,
you know.
And I can't let other people. Bad energy hurts.
Right, so
my
if you do
life.
Your white light bubble of protection with your Teflon, nothing sticks to me.
Right, right.
Yeah,
I have to
right
it, that's a learned behavior, I think. So,
and but before your feet ever touch the floor, do your white light prayer and put yourself in the bubble. And then
okay.
it's done for the day.
Well, there, I
so
need
then,
to find that.
So then you're kind of walking around with a bubble around, kind of like the bubble boy all day, so to speak,
right?
Lee.
Yeah,
which,
absolutely.
So, I mean,
I might
I'm
need
asking,
that, so.
Yeah, I'm asking so many questions about this, everybody out there, for the audience, because I can relate to that. I think that I have some empath, you know, traits as well. And,
I think it runs in our in my family.
Oh, yeah, you had
absolutely.
A great grandma that did it. She was a reader. She could read.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, and Bree, hey, everybody just out there, Bree is my niece. I'm just, you know, just saying, so.
And it runs
thank
in
you.
Families.
Well, we've
yeah.
all been intuitive, Bree, and we're all, right now you started reading this book about intuitive, understanding your intuitiveness, and I'm reading the book, and your mom is reading the book, and
right.
we know that grandma is really intuitive. So I think, and that's really interesting, Kelly Jo, what you said about great-grandma, and we'll have to investigate that, Bree.
Yeah,
because
I feel like it was an aunt or something, like it was grandma's aunt, Millie.
It could have been.
Because she, one day I was really little, and I remember telling grandma something about a dream and then her referring to an aunt.
Yeah.
Well, she was very, very lithe and very thin. She had a long, elegant neck. There you go.
Could have been Aunt Nellie, Bree. So I'll have
Nellie.
To ask
yeah.
Nellie.
Okay,
Nellie.
Well, we'll
have yeah,
to find
ask...
Nellie. Okay. Well,
yeah,
awesome.
Right on.
Thank you. You're
hey,
welcome.
Bree, thanks for calling in here to Paranormal Horizons and making the show very
yeah,
interesting.
Awesome.
And I hope that helps
I
you a little
bit. I wrote
all
this down, so.
Awesome. And
I
everybody, you know how to get... Know how to get in touch with Kelly Jo on her Facebook page. You can always call her at 561 area code 333-5367. Thanks, Bree. Have a great
Thanks.
Evening.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good
Have
night.
A good night.
Bye, Bree.
Bye. Bye.
All right. Well, listen, Jason, this is kind of around the time of the show where we take a commercial break, Kelly Jo, and we've got lots of commercials that we love to play that we've created on behalf of supporters of Paranormal Horizons. Jason, what do you have lined up for this evening?
Well, you know, I'm in the process of making a promotion for Kelly Jo, but I don't have that done yet. So,
oh my God!
Thank you very much.
Yes, and I will send it to you, Kelly Jo, before it's done, and make sure you know we can address any changes before we put it on our rotation. But for now, I think we'll give Archbishop Ron Feil some love.
All right.
The Order of Exorcists. Of Exorcists.
There is
I'm
a lot
break.
Of good in this world, but with good, you must have the duality of evil. There are dark forces out there. You might not see them or be able to sense them, but they are there, waiting to prey on your weaknesses. If you have a desire to help others in need that are dealing with these dark forces, you can check out the Order of Exorcists under the jurisdiction of Sacred Order of St. Michael the Archangel. The Order of Exorcists is looking for exorcist investigators. You will be trained to make first contact with the clients, conduct interviews and demonic investigations. Once that is completed, you will turn in an assessment for further action. If this sounds interesting to you, you can contact orderofexorcists.weebly.com for more detailed information. Yes.
All right, we are back here on Paranormal Horizons, Blog Talk Radio, and KITCFM.com. Yeah, Archbishop Feil, he's been on our show a couple of times, and you know what? There is evil in the world, everybody. Kelly Jo, I think you agree with that.
Oh, yes, there is. I do house cleansings and people cleansings. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Anything evil scares me, so it can just stay away from me. I got enough drama in my life.
Oh, they don't mess with me. They know I'm coming.
Right on, Kelly Jo. Well, we've got about, another half an hour or so here on the show. There's no callers in the queue right now, which is okay because we've got plenty to talk about. But if you do want to call in, it's 215-383-3999, and Kelly Jo will be happy to answer a question if you've got something on your mind that you need to talk with her about. So, Kelly, I guess where I want to go with the conversation now is you know, last time we talked, I'm going to talk a little bit about my personal stuff. You know, my husband had passed away in April, and it's becoming easier and easier for me to talk about. And you gave me some highlights on that privately, and I really, really appreciate that. And so many of those things are happening and, you know, coming true. And I just want to express to the listeners that if you have someone that has died, close in your life, I think that it's something that's really painful, but I'm here to say you're going to get through it. And, you know, talking to people like yourself, Kelly Jo, have helped me. And I kind of want to talk about that a little bit, Kelly Jo, about do you talk to a lot of people about,
yes,
you know, close people that have died? And, you know, I'm
yes,
sure that's just huge.
Yes, that's huge. That's one of my many fortes, yes. And I can sit and tell you what they look like and little innuendos that nobody else would know, so that you know that you're talking to your person that has passed.
Right.
Your loved one, you know.
I wasn't planning on bringing this up, but it just occurred to me that
sure.
I've never brought this up on the show. Actually, I've never talked about it, but I was wondering if I know somebody that was passed, if you could tell me how they're doing. Is that?
But you have so many people around you.
Yeah. Well, I have a friend. Well, I have a friend named Dennis that passed a few years ago, and I was wondering if you could pick anything up from him.
Did he die in an accident?
He was murdered.
Oh, that's an accident.
That sounds
yeah, well,
kind
that's
of like
why
a
I
big
paused.
Accident to me, Jason.
Yeah,
it was rather brutal. It was an act of rage. It was very rageful. He's okay. You know, he has come to you. You have dreamed him. He says he sends us. What does cinnamon have to do with him?
I'm not sure on that. I will say that it was brutal. He was stabbed many,
a lot,
many...
lots of blood everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But he has come to you in a dream. There's cinnamon here, and he did... What's the joke about beer?
Well, him and I are bikers. I don't know specifically about the joke, but I can assure you that whenever we're together, there's everybody's drinking copious amounts of beer.
Oh, well, he's saying there's a joke about beer. You know, that's what I'm hearing from him. And then he was old school with the bike. He liked the old school stuff, the chrome and all that. And he was meticulous with that thing. If it got dirty, he had to go wash it.
He was super meticulous with the motorcycle.
Well, I see him every time dirt got on it, he had to wash it. He's showing me a polishing rag. You know, one of them Buffy rags?
Yeah, right on.
He sure loved his motorcycle. I'm not meticulous with my motorcycle. It just gets inflicted.
Now, Jason, you're cutting out a little bit. Kelly Jo, do you hear Jason cutting out?
Yeah.
Okay, how do I
sound? He's doing monosyllables.
Yeah, we did pretty good this evening, and we just haven't had very many technical problems, but hopefully that will go away soon. But we did hear what you said, Jason. I just kind of wanted to acknowledge that if for everyone out there listening, Jason is not talking in an alien language or anything.
No, you're skipping.
Well, so Jason, does that kind of describe Dennis? Was he bike?
Yeah, he was certainly, it was a very traumatic death with a lot of rage. He was meticulous on his motorcycle.
And then did you guys take a trip together?
We did with a couple other people. Yeah, we rode to Idaho.
And did you buy t-shirts? He says you still have a shirt.
I'm going to have to think on that. I have so many shirts from like club stuff.
Okay,
probably
about t-shirt.
Probably, yeah. I'm trying to remember. You know, my memory's so bad, but we did have, I think, a t-shirt commemorating him. So there is a t-shirt that's tied to him.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Cool. That's very nice. Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing, I don't know, did he like the more heavy metal bands?
That I'm not sure on.
Okay.
I when we were hanging out, it's usually writing and stuff like that. So,
you know, because I'm hearing like a real up tempo music, like boom 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 boom. I don't know heavy metal.
You know, that's my kind of music.
It's
absolutely. I love the heavy metal. I get down with that.
Well, he's telling me that, you know. But I can't tell
right
what
on.
Song it is. He ain't telling me the name of it. I'm just hearing it.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for answering that question. It was kind
You're
of welcome. a spur of the moment thing I just popped into my head I should ask about, Dennis.
I'm glad you did, Jason. You know, sometimes those questions are hard to ask when we have lost someone that's close to us or a loved one or whatever. And I know for me, I just wanted to understand if the person that was close to me that I lost was in a better place. You know, you hear that in our daily life. Oh, they're in a better place. Oh, they're better off. But then when it happens, I was like, wow, how do I know that? I mean, this is so, because my husband died unexpectedly and it was traumatic and all of that. And I was like, wow, you know, I just want him to be okay. And you might have shared some of those same feelings, Jason, about your friend Dennis, especially the way that he died. You know, you're like, wow, are they okay? Is how
well,
I felt.
It was unexpected and sudden and tragic.
Well,
and,
yeah, murder, my God.
Yeah, didn't expect that. But I actually have another question, since we don't have any callers in queue right now.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Oh, I had another question for you, since we don't have any callers
okay.
in queue at the moment. Am I still skipping?
A little
no,
bit.
No, you did for a moment, but now you're better.
Oh.
Now you're good.
Okay. Well, my question is, you know, I've discussed various UFO things on not just this show, but several other shows regarding my own personal experiences. Is that something I should continue to do? Should I continue to keep reaching out with that information? Is that going to do me any good?
The UFOs, yeah. People have seen UFOs.
Well, I've got some pretty amazing stories, and I don't know if I should be putting that out there. As much as I have been.
Oh, don't worry about it. That's what the paranormal's all about.
Okay, I just wasn't sure the government was going to come start following me around.
There's a whole genre of people that have been picked up by UFOs and seen UFOs and seen crafts, because that's a whole genre that's out there, and I'm sure that there's a lot of people that've had experiences.
Yeah. I mean, we've certainly talked to some. Something happened with me or a little kind of out there, so I wasn't sure if it was a good move to continue to talk about it.
You're starting to cut out again, Jason, unfortunately, we do have a couple of callers in the queue,
okay.
Jason. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Are those, let's give it a try. Let's see if, who wants to talk to Kelly Jo. Are you ready?
Yep.
Welcome to Paranormal Horizons. Who's this?
Hi. Am I
Hi.
On?
Yes, you are.
Okay. There's a lot of cutting out, so it's kind of difficult to hear.
We can hear you good.
Okay, excellent. Hi, my name is Renee, and I'm calling from Georgia. And I was just wondering about a general reading.
Okay.
You got a question for Kelly Jo?
Hi, Renee. You're going to stay
Kelly.
Put where you are. You are going to do a little bit of remodeling. You're thinking about remodeling the back bathroom?
Yes.
Because you are going to get that done. you're going to change the tile, but you also need to fix the, there's a drippy board underneath, I don't know what it's really called, underneath the shower. You need to replace that because it's very old and dilapidated. So when you change that, you're going to have to put a new one down.
Gotcha.
And you're going to have to replace a little bit of the green board or the board that's in the shower behind it. And
yes.
Then otherwise it'll be good. You got good bones in the house.
Good.
You do have a soffit on the, let me see, standing in your kitchen facing the back end of the home, it would be on the left side. You got to fix that soffit.
Gotcha.
On the back.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, okay. I can't get more accurate than that.
Renee, was that your question?
Well, no.
I'm sorry.
Useful, nonetheless. Huh?
I diverged.
Yeah.
But I do see you staying where you are, but you're also going to have a little tiny part-time job with a friend.
Okay.
Okay, so that's probably going to come about during Christmas time. You're going to help her out.
Uh-huh.
You have what, two kids?
Three. And one's in college, so I'm looking for part-time stuff to, you know, to add to what I'm currently doing,
okay.
So which is a lot, so that I can, you know, we can get the school fees paid, the tuition.
You're going to be able to do that and accomplish that.
Okay, that and
you're going to be asked to be on the board.
Oh, really?
Yep. So you're going to be busier than a one-armed paper hanger.
You are not kidding. I'm already busy. Well, that'll be interesting.
But you're going to love it. You're going to have a ball.
Okay. Yeah, I am. I've been kind of gradually going through a life transformation, and it's just been an interesting ride, and I've just been saying, okay, well, what's next?
Now, are you married now?
Yes.
Okay, you and your husband are going to have to celebrate that anniversary, you know.
Okay. He
remembers anniversaries better than you.
This earlier this month, he remembered it and I didn't.
I know.
He goes back to me being busy. Oh my gosh. Do you see anything about my dad? He passed a few years back.
He'd always go, If some surprise him, he'd go,
Oh, yeah.
He's around. He's been around. Now, who has his watch?
His watch? I don't know who has his watch. Somebody in the family, I don't know if his wife, my stepmom, has it, or if one of my sisters.
Well, he's just asking who has his watch. He's curious about his watch.
I don't know.
Dead people ask me.
Okay. I'm going to have to find out. Okay. Well, tell him I'll be, I guess I'll have to tell him I'll find out.
He hears you.
Okay. Yeah, he was, I've heard you guys were chatting about UFO stuff. He was kind of, he was into that.
Oh,
and
he was totally metaphysical, and he was very aware, and he had a good, not only did he have common sense, he had spidey sense about people. He had discernment. He could tell if he was a good person or a bad person to do business with.
Oh, yes. Yes. He was one of the gentlest people.
Hmm? He says that you need to use my common sense with the finances, darling.
Wow.
He is not kidding. Yeah, no, he does. Yeah, no, that's spot on.
That's directly from your dad.
Okay.
I don't care what you do.
Okay, I understand.
And he was into UFOs, and he'd sit there and he'd say, well, why do you think that we're the only ones here? There's people here before us.
He was onto all those things.
Yeah.
I was always pretty much on the fence about that, but it took me a while to figure out the paranormal stuff. But I got that through him because he was into it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And he was having prophetic dreams, but he was only having, you know, when bad stuff would happen. And so
right.
The reason why
you do that is you pick up on negativity first.
Yeah.
And then you learn how to fine-tune it because it's the most powerful, like plane crashes, disasters, stuff like that have the most energy if you're aware. That's why people pick up on that.
Yeah, I think I picked up a little bit of that from him. I'll have, once in a blue moon, I'll have like a prophetic, dream on a big disaster coming. It's like, well, oh, okay.
You're very aware.
I'll take notice of that. I think he turned it off also because he figured he had other things going on in his life. So he figured, well, I have other things to pay attention to. So he kind of, cognizantly and gently set it aside. He's a nuclear physicist, so it was an interesting component of his personality.
Right on. Wow, Renee. Thank
you. Cool.
Thank you for calling into Paranormal Horizons.
Thank you for taking my call.
Is there anything?
Anything else?
Callers in the queue, but I want to make sure you're getting your questions answered. Was there anything else?
Let's see. I'm trying to figure out about. Oh, here's a good one. I work at a small church, and our the owners of the property have a buyer lined up. Is that going to go through, or
yes.
is that going
to? You guys are going to have to find a new church.
Okay. Is there anything nearby that will be suitable?
Tell them to look northwest by 15 miles.
Whew, that's a ways, but if we can find the right property, that'd be worth
it. Well, that's what they told me. Write it down, please. I won't remember what I told you.
Oh, I hear you. Northwest 15 miles.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
From the church.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in.
Sure.
Thank you. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, that was weird. I don't know if Pat got disconnected or not.
I think he did. I heard silence.
Yeah, I just got a warning on the screen. I think the UFOs are causing
messing
some problems. That was weird. Well, hopefully she'll connect back in. She's actually hosting the show, so I don't know how long it'll stay live, but I'm sure she'll try to call back in. But in the meantime, we do have a couple of callers in queue. Would you like to take one?
Yeah, go ahead. We'll do it.
Okay.
Hello.
Caller. Hello, caller. You're live on Paranormal Horizons.
This is Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Hi, you can hear me? Okay, good. Hey, Kelly Jo, last time you were on, I called in. And my goal and my husband's for quite a while has been to move, and you told me good news that I wanted to hear, and it was wonderful, and I got emotional. But, for understandable reasons, it keeps getting put off.
But you're still going to move.
Yes.
Guys. You guys got free will. I'm not the end-all, be-all, but you're going to move.
Yeah, okay. And I'm kind of wondering we're trying to figure out if we should hunker in and try to stay a while or just move on, It's just crazy.
You're so attached to that house, you haven't let it go yet.
Right.
I'm leaving, but I'm not. I'm leaving. I'm not leaving. I'm
Seriously.
Not. Yeah.
I know.
When you guys decide to.
Right, yeah.
You cannot leave a place and hold on to the doorknob.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, do you see a timeline at all or anything with us?
You guys haven't decided.
Okay.
But I do see it's within a year and a half.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay, well, there wasn't anybody calling, so I thought, okay, I'll call one more time.
Well,
I'm
glad you did.
People called. So I won't hold you up too long. If there's another caller, I'll let you take that.
Do you have any other questions?
No, not really. I know that I just have to keep plugging. And my job's kind of hard right now. I don't know if you see any relief for that, but
you're going to have a shift, have mucky muck people change.
Yes.
It's going to be a change of the guard.
Okay. You know, that's really interesting. That's really interesting. Okay. Okay. Good deal.
Cool. Well,
okay, Kelly
you.
Joe. Well, I hope to call you soon and have a chat.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks, Jason.
Hey,
thanks,
no
Patrice.
Problem. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, I don't know what's happening with Pat. She still hasn't reconnected to the studio, and it's still going live. So we do have one more caller.
Okay. Put them on.
In. So I'm going to put them on. Caller, you are live on Paranormal Horizons. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Actually, it's Sherry again.
Oh,
hello.
Hi,
Sherry. Hi. I just had one more question, which I should have asked the first time, and I'm so sorry I didn't. But 6 months before my brother passed away, my mother passed away. So I'm wondering if they're together and if she's happy.
He came and fetched her.
He did?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because he was always a mama's boy, and I just wondered if she was there to greet him when he came and if they're together.
she came to get him, but they're together.
Okay, and she's okay?
She's fine. She looks like when she was 30 years old. She looks like.
Oh, my goodness. She was a beauty.
Yeah, well, there you go. She's telling me, I look hot.
Really?
Because
that's not
have
like her.
Shoes on. She's
wow.
wearing those pretty high heels.
Oh, yeah. Well, she was a country music singer.
Well,
so
there you go.
She wore the go-go boots and the mini skirts. And
yep. She's wearing her high heels.
Well, good. Good for her. Okay, good. So my mom and my brother are happy, and they're together, and
she's, I don't know. She says that she's wearing her hair up to Jesus.
Yeah, because
he's
she used to wear a
Jesus.
Beehive. She wore beehives. Even to this day, she wore her hair high.
Well, that's
even
what
to this day.
Me. It's teased up to Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't talk that way.
No, that's her. That's her. She always wore, even in the 2000s, I was like, Mom, can we get a perm or something?